The following program is a paid advertisement for Mother Earth Foods. The opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and other show participants are not necessarily those of FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT, Results Radio, its employees, or management. WVNT and Results Radio are not responsible for claims made for particular products or services. Highway to Health with Healthy Dave is brought to you by Mother Earth Foods on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. And now here's our show.
Good morning, Parkersburg. How's everybody doing today? It is a Wednesday. What is that? What's the vibration? What's going on? It's Mount Vesuvius. It's erupting. Oh. This day in history in 1872. Whoa. Luckily, we're not there and we're not in Italy. We're here in the Mid-Ohio Valley. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. We're going to learn today a little bit more about CBD and keeping your pets happy and healthy, because we have a great guest to do that. We also have John Chalfin over there at the controls. We have Healthy Dave beside me. I'm Jameson Young. How is the man, the myth, the legend, Healthy Dave? How you doing today, buddy?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Jameson, in the Mid-Ohio Valley.
Hey, are we streaming, Dave?
Streaming world. We are streaming.
Where are we streaming?
Oh, we're streaming through our web portal. We're streaming through the website of the radio station. And we're on Spotify, but we're not streaming live on Spotify. You can hear our shows on Spotify. Yep. Just go and look us up. It's Highway to Health with Healthy Dave.
And MotherEarthWorks.com. This show and any of the previous shows, you can check those out. That's website, right. Very easy to navigate there. I missed Gerald Myers last week. I'm sorry. I was out traveling around Ohio's big state. I heard a little bit of it, and Cheryl, she's so darn good.
Isn't she great?
She really is. Yeah. But Maggie Frank is our returning guest today. She also is pretty awesome and full of knowledge. You've got some knowledge coming out at your at the Herb Walk on May 18th.
Yeah. May 18th, you can still sign up, folks. There we just started this out this past week, so there's plenty of room, you know. So it's going to be Saturday, May 18th, two sessions, 10 in the morning and 1 p.m.
It's easy to get out there, folks. It's a five-minute drive from most places in Parkersburg, right out Dutch Ridge Road.
Rebecca Wood's going to join me again this year. Yep. We're going to talk about plants that are just surrounding us that can be your allies.
So if you've been one of those persons that kind of walks around, even in your own backyard, and you go, I wonder what this is, I wonder what that is, more than likely you're going to find that out at Dave's place, and you'll know probably what's in your backyard based on what you'll find out walking around in Dave's big 50-some acre yard out there.
Big yard. Yeah.
And it is. It's very educational, and it's, you know, it's laid back. It's kind of fun, and hopefully the weather is nice for everybody.
Hey, rain or shine, we do it. It should be warm by May 18th.
It's good to be out there for an hour or two, and just doing a walk is a good, healthy process there.
Yep. Hey, I wanted to mention that, of course, Monday was Earth Day. This is the 24th. It was the 22nd. Nice shirt you got.
Thank you.
There.
I'm donning my Earth Day shirt.
Our Earth Day
proudly.
Shirts are still available on sale. We've lowered the price, actually, on those to put them
on
sale.
I think these are some of the coolest looking ones you've had.
That's a nice one, yeah.
It really
is. It says
is.
Protect Earth Day. It says preserve, protect. It's got some pretty cool graphics on it.
Yep, absolutely.
Hey,
great colors.
Get yourself a good Earth Day shirt. I know we had a couple winners. One we gave away, one we had a little shopping thing there going. So congratulations to the winners out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good things. Of course, we don't have a whole lot. This is April, of course. And, of course, you know, we're waiting to get diligently planting in the greenhouses. Our herb of the month is wild geranium.
I wanted to ask you about that. I was looking through the notes last night. Is there a big difference between wild geranium and is there a domestic geranium?
No, wild geranium is the medicinal. Regular geraniums have not really been shown to have the same properties as the wild.
So the ones that people buy just for to look at, they're just regular flowers?
Yeah.
Okay, so those aren't what you'd use?
Technically, the wild geranium is what grows in the woods native to Appalachia and actually our area. Of course, it was used a lot for lung conditions, that kind of thing. It's a beautiful, beautiful spring flowering plant. I love it. When you start to see the wild geraniums, you know, you're starting to see trilliums and you're starting to see some of the other nice wildflowers, you know, like the golden seals are popping through, the bloodroot, you know, things of that nature. So, yeah, I haven't done really, it's been so daggone wet. I haven't really had a chance to venture off into the woodlands because, you know, you get all muddy.
Sure. But, you know, now, live from the Organic News Press comes our organic anchorman, Healthy Timothy Dave Hawkins.
Yeah, hey, and in the news today, 69 Monsanto products and brands to avoid.
Wow.
Whoa, 69 Monsanto products. Now, what's so up about Monsanto? Well, here's a little history. Monsanto was founded by John Francis Queeny in 1901, and its debut product is the infamous chemical sweetener saccharin, which was sold to Coca-Cola manufacturers.
Oh, wow.
This, the first of many Monsanto products, caused cancer in the lab rats and promoted the risk of bladder cancer in humans. The government, aware of the poisonous effects, tried to sue Monsanto, but lost the court case, and thus saccharin was marketed to consumers. It says also what came was the PCBs, the carcinogenic polychlorinated biphenyls, which have been banned after 50 years of causing reproductive, developmental, and immune disorders.
Wow.
Then Monsanto created the first hybrid seed corn for detergents, cleaning products, soaps, synthetic rubbers, and plastics. Next came aspartame.
Oh, yeah.
Even after tested rats developed cancer before they died, Monsanto was able to put that out into the marketplace. Finally, also, it developed agricultural pesticides with the harmful chemical dioxin, poisoning food and water supplies. So, hey, 69 products, and here I'm going to list off some of the products that are familiar. These brands use ingredients owned by Monsanto, not necessarily owned by, you know, the ingredients are owned by Monsanto.
Gotcha.
Aunt Jemima, Best Foods, Betty Crocker, Bisquick, Campbell's, Capri Sun, the beverage, the juice, Carnation, Chef Boyardee, Coca-Cola, ConAgra, Duncan Hines, Frito-Lay, General Mills, Green Giant, Heinz, Hormel, Hungry Jack, Hunt's, Jiffy, KC Masterpieces, Kellogg's. Wow, these are all familiar names. We grew up as kids, huh?
No
Kool-Aid,
kidding.
Kraft, Lean Cuisine, Lipton, Minute Maid, Nabisco, Nature Valley, Ore-Ida, Pepperidge Farm, Pepsi, Pillsbury, and the list goes on and
the
on.
The real crime is knowing that they, like you said, you know, the lab rats die, they still...
Put it out there.
There's the crime, folks. They know. It's one thing you do something you don't realize it's having a negative effect, but when you know and you keep doing it.
When you know, you know.
That's pretty sad.
And you know, look at the incidence of cancer in this country, around
and
the world.
And this state alone.
In modernized culture, actually. So, anyway. Hey, here's another one. Do you really have to throw out that expired food?
You know, I looked this up last night, Dave, because I've been saying for a while that you know, I read this probably 4 or 5 years ago, that average American wastes about 40% of the food they purchase.
40%. Yeah.
So I looked it up last night to see if we were still where we were. Here's just a couple numbers for you before you get rolling.
All right.
U.S. wastes $408 billion a year, and we're still between 30 and 40% of waste of, as consumers here in the United States.
European countries, where they did a comparative years ago, they were at 15% waste, and we're at 40.
15 doesn't sound great, but compared to our numbers, it sounds marvelous. Right? I mean, come on.
And here's what this article says. It says, expiration dates don't indicate food safety. They're more about food quality and how long products can be displayed at grocery store shelves.
Yep.
Here's why you can't trust food expiration dates. Spoiled food often looks, smells, and feels spoiled. Think about those cucumbers in the back of your produce. They get soft and slimy. Yeah, now that we know for sure, right?
Yep.
There are some exceptions, of course, to this rule, and mostly, again, you know, when you look at the, there is no standard according to the USDA and the FDA. The only standard is for dairy product, eggs, and meat.
Okay,
that's where expiration dates really mean something, and you should be absolutely extra careful. Most all the other components, when you start to think about it, when you start to look at it, you know, yogurt is a good example.
Right.
It's got an expiration date, but by golly, yogurt doesn't go really bad.
Yeah.
And so for weeks, even after the expiration date, it's not that the food is bad. It's just that it's not sellable at a certain point in time.
Right.
So those are the things that you can do, you know. Like I said, when you get into meat and eggs and all that kind of stuff, there might be more of a concern there. But when you're getting into packaged foods and canned foods that have expiration dates, you know, most of the time that food is nothing wrong with it.
Right.
And, you know, you can still use it. Maybe it lost lost a little color, maybe. But a lot of our produces and our things, you know, you can keep those for weeks at a time in the properly stored refrigerator.
Right.
Make sure your refrigerator temperature is correct. Okay.
That's a good
point. It should be under 40 degrees, folks, for your general, you know, refrigerated goods, and then your frozen should be at zero.
Well, and you know, you could save money too. You know, I've seen the clearance racks, you know, that have some of those things that are close to expiring, whatever. And I'm all over them. It's like save a few bucks. Psh, I got no problem with that.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Why not?
Exactly. Now here, there was a little guide here by the Ultimate Guide to Bone Broth, which is now.
I'm curious about this.
Yeah. Well, you know, bone broth is bone broth, but you know, what do you go to the store and buy already a bone broth that's in one of them little plastic containers or them little things? I mean, you know, bone broth is something that goes way back to Grandma's kitchen. My goodness, I remember Grandma used to cook them bones down on a pot on the stove until there was nothing but liquid.
I think mankind, one of its first meat things was scavenging bones that animals had eaten and getting the marrow out of the bones.
Yes.
It was one of the first things that humans.
Well, they could get the bone marrow. Now, again, when you cook bone, that's one thing you do get is the bone marrow, but you're also breaking down the tissue structure, you know, the bone structure.
Do you think it's real good? Do you think it's a healthy item, bone broth, in and of itself?
It depends, again, on the bones.
Okay. That's a fair answer.
Where do you get the bones?
Yeah.
Okay, if you got a healthy cow or a healthy whatever, chicken, whatever, then I think that the bones would be indicative of the health of that also, so you're going to get better benefit. If you've been fed hormones, antibiotics, and nutrient-depleted feed just because you want to get something fat, do you think the bone structure is going to be as good as what it could be?
Right.
You know, these are the things we have to look at. It says homemade bone broth made from beef bone is a staple as it gets, if you want to eat healthier. But the thing is, you can make your own bone broth. You know, you don't have to buy it. And that's one thing happens. Okay. One of the reasons why bone broth is so good is because it's loaded with collagen. However, is the collagen one of those things that your body can use at the time? Remember, collagen accounts for about 30% of the total protein of the body, but you got to be able to break it down. So the big thing, we always looked at bone broth more as a nutritive for people who are in a very weakened state, not because of the collagen. We were looking at it for the bone marrow part to help to build some strength.
Okay.
You know, when you can't eat anything else and you have to sip broths, you know, for nourishment, bone broth can have a real good benefit. But, you know, I'm not opposed to these companies selling bone broth in a jug, but I sit there and I wonder myself, you know, what's the quality? Where is it coming from? And is it, you know, it's just, I don't know. I think it's gotten a little bit over the board.
So you're a little incredulous
about the bone broth marketplace where everybody's going crazy over collagen.
Okay. You got anything else before the break? We got a minute or so. You got something you can squeeze.
Well, here's one. It says new ice treatment can kill breast cancer tumors.
It's
a new technique that freezes and destroys small cancerous tumors, may offer new hope to women with breast cancer who cannot have surgery. It's called cryoablation.
Okay.
Uses ultrasound and computer tomography to locate the tumors. Small needle-like probes are inserted and create an ice ball around the tumor.
It actually kills
the cancer cells.
I dig it.
This is actually coming out of Sloan Kettering out of New York.
So. Well, I wouldn't think you'd get that collateral damage that, you know, some of the other treatments.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
And again, it's for those who, you know, where surgical intervention is maybe not an option.
Oh, good point. Well, thanks for that news. That might be helpful. Hopefully it is for somebody. Some other things that are helpful can be Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals. Irwin Naturals, let me talk. Here I am. There I go. Let's get Terry Naturally, Earthworks, Mother Earth Foods, and Life Seasons. Those companies are our sponsors week in and week out. We appreciate them supporting us here on the highway to health. I'm looking at some of these items that all these companies have on sale down there at 19th and Plum Street, Mother Earth Foods. So check out those. You have Irwin Naturals, Dr. Mercola products as a line drive. That means all their stuff's on sale. So check those out. We're going to be talking about keeping your pets healthy and happy with CBD after the commercial break right here on Highway to Health.
Well, I know a place where you ought to come, located at the corner of 19th and Plum, called Mother Earth Foods. And what will it do for you? It'll get you off those artificial junk foods. And seeds.
herbs and teas, dried fruits and some honey from the bees. All kinds of food to support your life, 'cause if it comes from Mother Earth, it's bound to be right. You ought to come by and check it out, see what Mother Earth Foods is all about.
Visit Mother Earth Foods at 19th and Plum Streets in Parkersburg.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. As men age, testosterone levels start to decline. This male sex hormone is known to promote vitality and is involved in mood, sex drive, muscle mass, and muscle strength. Testosterone Upred from Irwin Naturals is a unique two-in-one formula for men of all ages. It's designed to help enhance male vitality and performance by boosting testosterone levels already within the normal range, and supports nitric oxide to enhance male physical response during any physical activity. The key ingredients at the center of this amazing product are LJ100 Long Jack and L-citrulline. Long Jack is a patented extract that preliminary research suggests helps maintain testosterone levels. And L-citrulline is an amino acid that is readily converted to L-arginine, which can then be converted to nitric oxide. Nitric oxide helps to relax and dilate vessels and allows more blood flow throughout the body.
Irwin Naturals Testosterone Upred, for ongoing maintenance of men's health and well-being. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods, celebrating 45 years in 2020.
I know everyone is counting on me, but maybe this project is too much. It's so overwhelming. Can't think. How am I going to make the deadline? I need to calm down and focus, or I won't get anything done.
Feeling anxious, overwhelmed? Everyday stresses and occasional nervousness are common in this fast-paced, high-pressure world. AnsioCalm from Terry Naturally is a fast-acting, safe and effective way to relieve occasional anxiety without drowsiness. AnsioCalm is made using a specific species of echinacea called Echinacea angustifolia. It produces plant compounds that reduce occasional anxiety, stress, and nervous tension when taken at the recommended dosage. It's perfect for everyday use and just occasionally when you need extra support. You have nothing to lose but your worries. AnsioCalm is backed with our 30-day money-back guarantee.
Try AnsioCalm for everyday stress and anxiety. Brought to you from Terry Naturally. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Welcome back, folks. If you heard a commercial about 45 years, I believe the store is 49 years old today. Or not today, but this year anyway. Well, so you know, that store's been kicking for almost half a century. Shh, they're asleep. I think we can go in. Be very quiet. What is that? This day in history, in 1184 BC, the Greeks entered Troy using... the Trojan horse.
Oh, yeah.
In more modern times, today in 2023, India surpasses China as the world's most populous country, according to estimates. 1,425,775,850 people.
Hmm.
That's a lot of people.
Give it
what?
Oh, I was going to say... counting once or twice.
John wants to go count them all to make sure they're all there. Hey, we are fortunate to have on the line a repeat guest, and we're just happy to have her. She is the serves as the national educator at CV Sciences, and she believes hemp and phytocannabinoids can hold the tremendous promise for human health. I love that. Mm-hmm. And she's empowering people to, and this is the thing I love the most, to take control of their health. We say that all the time on here. Your health is your responsibility. No better fit for the show than Maggie Frank. Maggie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we're glad you're here. It's Jameson here, but I'm going to turn you over to Healthy Dave so we can talk about some good stuffs.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. It's always a joy to have you on the air with us.
I always enjoy being with you all as well.
Great. Hey, you know, we've, you know, with CV Science, you know, you guys really have been the leader in, I consider, the CBD world, you know. And, you know, we've talked about it, I know, in the past about things in terms of human health. And I thought, well, you know, it might be a good time to talk about our furry friends.
I love that. It is definitely a topic that's near and dear to my heart.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, it's like people are so concerned about themselves. Of course, you know, we know people really care about their pets and their animals. And I thought this might be a good way for our, some of our listenership to maybe understand that a little bit more, because there's some really good benefits to our animals, and you know, whether it's a dog or a cat, a horse, whatever. I thought maybe that we could wrap our discussion around that, and why would somebody want to consider maybe looking at this as an option? Because, you know, sometimes the options that are out there that are afflicting some of our animals, you know, for whatever reasons, you know, as they get older, of course, they have some of the same kind of conditions we get, you know. And I thought, well, what the heck, you know. I know firsthand from our experiences with our animals, but again, a lot of people have still kind of been on the fence. They're not quite sure about it. They don't know quite what the dose, and they don't know it. So tell us a little bit about it.
And let me throw mine out there before you answer that, Meg. My dog is just that. As you're talking, I'm thinking, it's my dog. She's around 14 or 15 years old, and I am her human, and her separation anxiety has gone crazy the last year or so. Yeah. I mean, when I'm not around, she looks for me. She cries. It's a dilemma, so I am very excited that you're here and can't wait to hear what you have to say about CBD and helping out pets.
So animals have always been close to my heart. I've had multiple rescue dogs. I also volunteer and foster with our local shelters.
Nice.
So I've not only had my own pets that I've kind of ushered through their various stages of life.
You are a saint. You are a saint. That's great. You are.
Yeah, so our furry family members, all mammals have an endocannabinoid system.
Yeah.
Essentially, our endocannabinoid system is the system that determines how well we adapt to life's challenges and changes.
Mm-hmm.
So if our pet is exhibiting symptoms that they are struggling to adapt to life's challenges and changes, whether that's going into a new home, aging, dealing with a health crisis, experiencing a stressful situation like fireworks, their endocannabinoid system in a variety of ways, but including CBD, we can essentially improve their ability to deal with that stressor. So I love these products for pain and inflammation. If you're having a party and you have a dog that maybe doesn't do so well with a lot of new people coming into its space, or you are going to be, we're right outside of downtown Louisville, Kentucky, and every year we have Thunder over Louisville, which is one of the largest firework shows in the entire country.
Oh, wow.
And sadly, hundreds of dogs go missing the weekend of Thunder because not only do they have the fireworks show, but they also have an air show.
Okay.
And the planes are overhead for 3 days practicing.
Yep.
The pets lose their minds. So in those situations, a product like Plus CBD Pet can be very, very helpful. We also have people, and I myself am one of those people, that as my furry family members start to show aging issues, I don't wait for the symptoms. I just give it to them every day like I would any other nutritive superfood or probiotic or fish oil.
Wow. And how are you giving it to them, if you don't mind? And I'm speaking about dogs in particular, because we have a dog and a cat, but my dog is the one that I'm so worried about.
So we as you all know with our human line, one of the things we've really worked hard at was making safe and effective products that met a wide variety of needs.
Right.
Our furry family members are no different. There are no two dogs that need the same thing, and there's no two situations that will respond to the same product.
Okay.
So just like with humans, we've given you choices. We have a low-dose liquid product that you can do a couple sprays a day as your maintenance superfood, or it can be your symptom relief for animals that are low-dose responders. So if you have like a little Pomeranian or you have a smaller size cat, typically those low-dose oils are going to be where you want to go.
And would you put that would you put that on like the food? Is that the
Can put it. We have some people who like literally just kind of open their dog's mouth and squirt it inside.
Squirt a little inside,
But you can also put it on their dry or wet food. You can squirt a couple squirts on a treat before you hand it to them.
Right.
They're a vegan flavored either chicken or peanut butter option.
Oh,
and the reason we use a vegan option is because some furry family members are sensitive to certain proteins. So even if your dog can't do chicken, they can do this product.
How about the paws? I had one product from a vet, and it's to spray on their paws. And I know the paws are their how they sweat. Their sweat glands, right, are in the paws. But I didn't know if that was a vehicle for your product through the paws.
No, we don't do a topical at this point.
Okay.
All of ours are oral.
No problem. Okay.
Oral. So in addition to that low-dose liquid that can be put on the food or treat, we also have a 25-milligram soft gel.
Okay.
That can be put directly in the food if you have a gulper who isn't real picky. It also can be hidden in cheese or just kind of thrown down their throat if you really need to do it that way. But that product is preferred if you have a large, highly stressed out, maybe a dog that's struggling with aggression or aging disorders.
Yeah.
The soft gel allows you to get really high potency CBD. It's 25 milligrams per soft gel.
Yeah.
Without a whole lot of fat. So it's not going to upset the dog's stomach, and you're not going to end up with diarrhea in your house.
And how long does that hold the dog, would you say? You know, keep them at bay.
So CBD has a 48-hour half-life.
Oh.
So we have some activity circulating for up to 48 hours.
Okay.
I find that as far as consistency and dosing, it's largely determined on the current state of your dog's health or stress level and what needs may not be met. So, of course, a dog who is eating a diet that is in line with their needs, is getting exercise, getting mental stimulation, and is getting love, that animal is typically just like a human, if they're doing most of the stuff right, is going to respond to lower dose.
Okay.
If you have a dog who is really struggling, whether it just came out of the shelter or it's had a current trauma, or maybe it's just prone to being a little sensitive, those dogs typically are going to need a higher amount and probably more consistency. So it's all kind of trial and error in taking your own pet situation into account.
Great.
But our most popular product, and the one I think would serve the widest variety of the people listening's needs, are our newest chews. So we can think of them as like our wellness gummies for sleep and calm. These products not only take the power of CBD to help support your ability to adapt, but then we are packing them with co-ingredients that are therapeutic. And will also help for the desired need. So there's two options. You have a hip and joint health product for those older dogs that are starting to slow down. Maybe they're larger, those labs, those mastiffs, they all get the hip dysplasia issues.
Sure,
right.
Not only are you going to get CBD in that product, but you're also going to get therapeutic amounts of glucosamine HCL, turmeric, rose hips, and ginger root.
Did you spawn your scientists there to get these things going? Because all the dogs you've seen and doing your things personally, did you go to them one day and say, "Hey guys, I need something for my dogs," or were they already doing it?
we knew that our liquids and our soft gels were helping some people, but what we find with liquids and soft gels is the people who buy those for their pets tend to already be supplement enthusiasts who are taking pills and liquids for themselves.
Right.
Mass market, just like our gummies, the mass majority of people in the U.S. want something that's easy, something that they can quickly administer. They want something that tells them exactly on the bottle how that is going to help them or their pet. So with CBD alone, y'all know that it helps where it's needed, and that's going to look different to every person or animal.
Yeah, right.
With the pet chews or with the gummies, we're telling somebody exactly how they can expect to benefit within the next couple of days to a couple of weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long has this product been out, Maggie?
We just launched these chews.
Oh,
this has been a passion product. Okay. It just came out. They were launched at Expo West.
Yeah, we just got
them. So we have the calming care.
Yeah, we just got him in within the last 2 weeks, I think.
Oh, wow. Just off the press.
Yeah, yeah. We literally just got them in. Yeah, well, you guys have gone through incarnations, too.
Before they were finished.
Yeah, right.
What?
I said you guys have gone through some incarnations with the pet line, too. I know, because I remember when you guys came in a couple of years back, you know, you guys started introducing mostly, I think they were just in the drops, though. And, you know, there wasn't something like a convenient little chew you could just say, here you go. And like I said, these are more formulation, kind of with a specific, you know, like you said, hip and joint. We also know that, you know, a lot of breeds, that seems to be their issue, is those hips and those joints. Labs particularly.
I'm at the point now, my dog has to go up. I go upstairs to go to bed. My dog has to be up there. I'm at the point now where I carry her up at night and literally have to carry her down in the morning because she just
can't do stairs.
She can't do stairs now.
Yeah.
And, you know, she slipped once or twice, and I think that just got her. And you know, she's about a 50-pounder. You know, not trying to take over the show or anything, but using that as a good example, hopefully. Maybe I'd like to do some before and after. You know, this is what I've got right now. And I would like to try these things. And maybe next time we have you on, I'll have some results with my little Sammy, my little Sammy girl.
Now, I got a quick question.
We definitely love the feedback, that hip and joint product. I've never seen, typically in the pet world, companies will give you a little sprinkle. Uh-huh. Of the other ingredients, just so they can put it on the label.
Yeah.
These are actually impactful therapeutic doses. Like, this could be a standalone turmeric. It's 300 milligrams.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It could be a turmeric on its own.
Right.
So I've never seen a more comprehensive, complete animal product in a chew.
I'm looking at the ingredients.
And in addition to...
Go ahead. I was going to say, I'm looking at those numbers, you know, and it's like, yes, they're impressive enough to where you know, okay, there's something here, you know.
They're going to work.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And for the ones who are more looking for anxiety support, we also have the Calming Care Chews. Each chew is going to give you 10 milligrams of plus CBD PET. We're going to give you 50 milligrams of chamomile, 30 milligrams of L-tryptophan, 30 milligrams of ginger, and then 30 milligrams of L-theanine.
Oh, yeah.
Is it safe to use both, or should I just stick with one?
You could do both. I would just make sure that you're splitting the difference on the label. Like, we have size recommendation, like if your pet's this amount, this many treats a day.
Right.
I just make sure that I was splitting the difference between both types and not doubling up.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, it's interesting.
And the reason for that is mainly stomach disturbances, and it's moving so fast anyway, I'd hate for your house.
Yeah,
Maggie, can you come over next week? We've got a... What else do you do there, Maggie,
incident,
by the way? Do you have a
incident going
mop?
On? Oh, that is so funny.
No, it's great. Great news. I'm excited.
Now, again, you talk about the chews. They're mostly designed for the dogs, though, right?
So for labeling purposes, because the people who make them for us are certified as canine facility.
I gotcha.
Have to only label for dogs.
Gotcha.
But the ingredients in this product are 100% safe for cats. They are historically ingredients that have been used in cats. You would just want to break it. So, if you have half the amount kind of thing for a smaller animal.
Right.
That's a great question.
Yeah, because you're also looking at those, because like I said, small little dogs, you know, and then you've got, and I like the fact that, you know, they've got it set up by weight, so you can look at, you know, kind of a dosage regimen for that reason. We've used the liquid CBD. My girlfriend's had two older dogs. They were like 17 years old.
Oh,
and of course, when the fireworks, man, those dogs would just shake, you know. And we just started dosing them with, you know, just the oil, just a little bit of oil, you know, maybe an hour or two before the fireworks would go off, you know. And they most of the time slept through them.
That's impressive.
Which is kind of cool.
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
It's great for cross-country driving if you have a pet that tends to get a little motion sickness or a little overwhelmed. By it. Pre and post surgery, if you have a pet that's going to have to go in for a procedure, it can be very helpful for skin and allergy issues. There's a lot of pets that around spring through the summer, they deal with like rash allergies.
Oh, big time. And listen, I need to do a quick little pause, Maggie. I know you know how this works because you're a big savvy veteran here doing all these interviews. So we're going to take a pause for the cause, and we're going to come right back and continue this conversation about helping your pets at home with Maggie Frank and some CBD right here on Highway to Health.
I'm Dave Hawkins. I'm always looking for the very best products to offer in our store, Mother Earth Foods, and I'm happy to say that I found a new high-quality line that I know you will want to try, Life Seasons. The folks at Life Seasons believe, like I do, that nature has given us everything we ever need to nourish and restore our health. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief, best ingredients, best formulas, best results. Their labels clearly state the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Each Life Season formula is condition-specific to provide a natural alternative to help manage everyday health concerns.
This month, we're featuring products focused on lung health and immunity. 20% off. Breathe X soothes sinus and nasal passages. Lung Capacity helps increase oxygen uptake into the lungs and thins mucus. And Immune Tea helps build a healthy immune response.
All Life Seasons products are covered by my 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can try them risk-free.
Life Seasons. Nature works. Science proves it. Now available at Mother Earth Foods.
Where you can shop with confidence.
You may have heard that probiotic yogurts can restore digestive balance. But did you know that you would have to eat more than 2,000 cups to get the same potency of one Primadopolis Optima capsule? 2,000 cups? Now that sounds like a stomach ache.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist and owner of Mother Earth Foods. Most probiotics on the market contain strains from plants, dairy, and animals and wouldn't naturally originate in your body. That's why I recommend taking Primadophilus Optima HDS with naturally compatible human microflora. I'm so confident in this family of probiotics that I am offering a risk-free money-back guarantee on the entire high-potency line.
Fortify from within. Optima Fortify Probiotics from Nature's Way delivers billions of live cultures. Just one capsule a day builds long-term support for your digestion and immune system. Find Optima Fortify Probiotics on sale now in the refrigerator section at Mother Earth Foods. Corner of 19th and Plum Streets, Parkersburg. Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. I know you have a lot of options when it comes to what probiotic to take. It's hard to know what brands to trust. That's why I'm introducing my own line of Earthworks probiotics. Here are a few things that you should know when you're buying a probiotic. Earthworks probiotics have been created with human microflora that belong in your digestive tract. All Earthworks probiotics are shelf-stable and don't require refrigeration. Earthworks probiotics have been bioengineered to resist stomach acids so that you get the dosage you need where you need it the most. There are 9 products with up to 100 billion cultures and specific strains for women, children, and colon health. So you can be sure to find the right probiotic to support your digestive and immune system. And of course, loyalty customers always get double loyalty points for any Earthworks products. So watch your savings add up and be sure to stay healthy out there.
Find Earthworks Probiotics, Dave's own line, only at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Welcome back, folks. You are on the highway. You know, we normally take pause for the cause, but John Chalfant goes, a pause for the pause. Because we're talking about dog paws.
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah. Maggie, are you still there, or did you hang up?
No, I've been here. That was a great dad joke.
A great bad joke. Huh?
All right. Well, I'm going to get you back with Healthy Dave.
We love it.
And I appreciate, I feel like I got some like personal little vet talk with you in the last segment. I really appreciate that information.
Yeah, it's always good.
And I hope Sammy appreciates that too when we get home.
Well, I think you should try that.
I am.
Anyway.
Oh, no two ways about
okay,
it.
Okay, so we talk about dogs and cats, which seem to be the most prominent in terms of our household pets. But, you know, technically, from what I've been reading, with safety studies, I don't know if they've tested on other household pets that we have typically have. But I was thinking about even with horses and larger animals and has there been much research? Are you seeing things where it's relating to that? Is it kind of emerged into those arenas as well?
There are definitely companies that focus on equine levels of CBD. I could see a person using our soft gels in that capacity.
Yeah, right.
But our lower dose liquids or chews likely wouldn't meet unless it was just maintenance and it was a healthy horse. Address any need, they probably need those soft gels. We've had the liquids the longest. I met a guy who told me he gave it to his hamster because his hamster had separation anxiety.
That's what I was wondering. Things like hamsters and other types of small pets. I was curious about birds, because sometimes
birds.
I'm not sure the birds. I'm not sure about how their endocannabinoid systems work. Right. My understanding is we feed in the mammalian species.
Right, right.
But I have never looked into the avian world of this, so who knows?
I'm just curious, too, because I hadn't seen anything ever about it. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure they have an endocannabinoid system at some juncture that is regulating some of the things. Of course, dosages would be probably very small. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, even if it was, I don't know. Do they eat hemp seeds?
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know enough about birds.
Yeah.
And, honestly, to even kind of direct. But I do know about the quality of pet products alongside, like, the cats, dogs, horses, and such. In the normal consumer world, it is important to know that just like the human supplements we run into, they are not all created equal.
Right.
And while human controls can be questionable, there's even less quality control requirements when it comes to pet products.
Oh, wow. Didn't think about that. Good point.
Yep.
So really important for your listeners to understand that when they are looking for a product, shopping at stores like yours, where you all vet the quality of these products is extremely important, but also looking for governing agencies. Our entire pet line is NASC supported, so National Animal Supplement Council. It would be the animal equivalent of like GMP. We are a GMP facility. We are regulated. We pay to be regulated.
But we
have taken the extra step to work directly with a nonprofit trade organization that essentially regulates supplements within the animal community. There is no governing body doing that. So unless somebody opts in, it's kind of, you have to trust that they're making the right choice.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, and I want to throw this out, Dave, because Dave brings this up all the time. There are so many, dry cleaners and muffler shops there, but hey, we've got CBD over here, and Dave always stresses getting the good quality. But since I feel like we're still kind of early in this, would you, for the listeners, real quick, just tell them the difference between CBD and marijuana? I think people get a little confused, so just if you wouldn't mind.
So the cannabis family of plants has two cousins in it. One cousin is called hemp, and it makes you feel better and helps you with your inflammation and respond better to life, but it's not going to get you high.
Yep.
And then we have marijuana cousin on the other side, or we could call it high THC cannabis.
Right.
And depending upon how much you consume from him, if you take really, really, really tiny amounts, you won't get high, and it's medicinal. If you take higher levels, you are going to have a festival feeling.
Yeah.
There are times, places, people who respond positively to both, but when it especially comes to our pets, they don't do well with high terpene values. So we see terpenes in like essential oils, herbs, and then of course hemp. So we formulate to be very low in THC and terpenes. Okay. Because although people do well with those in some situations, animals don't.
So you're not getting your pets high. I just want people to hear that and understand that.
And
difference.
I don't think most people understand either the fact of how terpenes might affect that. You know, in a not so much in a positive effect. Like I said, if they have a sensitivity to terpenes, you know, then why would you want to just say, okay, I'm just going to give them any old thing, which might not have had the scrutiny or the understanding of the constituent base to understand, you know, that this is the right fit, you know. And so a lot of people sensationalize, you know, they see one thing, they see somebody else making something, they say, oh, well, we can do that. And they might not put the scrutiny into it that you would do. And that's one thing I've always liked about CV Science was
integrity.
The integrity and also the science behind it enough to really come out with a quality product that can really work across many arenas, you know, whether it's human, pet, however you look at that. So, no, I've always appreciated what you guys as a company have stood for, and it reflects in everything that you produce. So, and again, results, right? Yeah. Isn't that what we're really wanting is results?
Yeah, buddy.
And
we want these products to work, and I think it's really important if we're going to trust our families and our loved ones and our furry family members that the products we get are what they say they're going to be. And it's really easy to be taken by marketing.
Oh, boy.
And the kind of the color and the splash and the excitement behind something. But I couldn't represent this brand if they weren't doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
As far as quality and consistency and making sure that the products we're turning out help people the way they promised.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah. Are you seeing the pet category? Are you seeing growth in that area too? I mean, that's what I was kind of curious about, you know, because, you know, it's one of those things that, I mean, the CBD world and the use of hemp has gotten quite prolific, you know, even, and like I said, ups and downs with that whole thing. But how are we seeing that on a larger scale? Because I think, you know, we had this big, big boom for about a year or 2 years, you know, everybody was doing it. And then all of a sudden you saw a retraction. Yeah. And I'm just kind of curious as where we are kind of now. Has things kind of settled a little bit? We've still got some, I mean, I know we still have growth, but it's just a matter of, how do we look at that when we have a good quality company and you have all these other things that are out here? How do we get the message out to more people that says, hey, really pay attention, you know?
Quite honestly, I think it's just kind of taking care of itself. CBD had this meteoric boom. People who got involved in it most had no business being in the category or making products. They all thought they were going to get rich real quick.
Yep.
It had a really negative effect on the category because people were making products that didn't do what they said, or companies were making promises they shouldn't have made.
Right.
And that kind of soured people, or they didn't get the results, so they turned their back.
Exactly.
And I think that that was going to put a lot of those brands out of business naturally, but then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And 98% of them left because they couldn't survive.
Right.
And now it's kind of doing what I've been in this industry for 25 years. I've seen many, like the greens boom, the enzyme boom, probiotic boom.
Yes.
And they all
Collagen boom.
But CBD just did it on a much grander scale where it was like this rocket rise. So when things settled, it seemed like a huge drop.
Right.
But this is just what happens when a category establishes itself.
Yeah.
One more, just a quick, and maybe hit this, and I'm spacing out. But no side effects, really. I mean, these products for your pet, I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen? I guess is
so
kind of what I'm asking.
Too much, too quick. It's kind of like with humans. You don't want an animal that's completely sedated. They shouldn't be to a point where they're so lethargic that they can't move.
Okay, good point.
You don't want your dog...
That can happen. That can happen, I'll be honest.
Vomiting. Yep. We can get too much, can lead to loose stool or diarrhea.
Yeah.
It's kind of like consuming anything too much. We're going to see that we don't feel so good.
Right.
If you see any of those things, loose stool, vomiting,
the common sense things, maybe.
Okay.
And I think that always with CBD, more so with CBD, but supplements in general, our best rule of thumb is always to start on the lower end of milligrams and move up kind of
It's not one of those more is better things and give them a half a bottle thing, right?
No.
Okay.
No,
it's almost
never
more is better and nothing. I really, in my mind, like even water, more is not always better.
I'm glad to say it's good to get that out there. We're a weird group of consumers, aren't we?
We are. And I see it all the time. People are like, I felt really great on 15, but then I went up to 25 and I didn't. But I'm just going to keep taking 25. I'm like, why?
What a
15. You felt good there.
Well, that's the whole thing about understanding. You know, we don't understand a gauge individually for that endocannabinoid system, which is kind of one thing. You know, even talking about human dosing, I always start low and slow. I know you can tolerate higher doses. I've talked to different educators along the way. But if you find your sweet spot and it's at a lower level, then that's your sweet spot, right? I mean, why take more when you don't need it? Because we're really talking about just a regulatory function that's helping to modulate what our body is already doing. You know, as we talked about before in the past, and maybe again for the new listeners, you know, we produce our own endocannabinoids. I'm assuming that animals probably produce their own endocannabinoids 100%. As well. Yeah.
And we're just trying to support the body during times of stress so that it can do its job itself. We're not trying to override the system.
Yeah, and it's not as simplified as here, take X for Z, you know what I mean, or Y.
Never.
You know, we're looking at bringing about harmony and balance into a situation that could be maybe a little over the top, you know, for whatever reason, the anxiety in the pet, we don't, you know, whether it's separation or loud noises or whatever.
Or
all you're trying to do is bring a little bit of balance here, and that means it helps them to be able to cope, like you said, Maggie, in their environment, in the world around with where they live. And that's kind of what
we're doing. In our environment, we have to go in a couple of minutes, sadly. So
okay.
This is, in our environment, we have a two-minute warning, and I hate to say that, Maggie, but anything you've left out or we've left out that you'd like to say to the listeners, that would be a super time for that.
If you're struggling to adapt to life challenges and changes, FlexABD may be for you. Small amounts can help us respond better to stress, sleep issues, immune pain, everything and everything there is to modern life that we often struggle with. With our pets, if you're unsure about CBD, our pets don't have a placebo effect.
Right.
So you prove how well it works through your furry family members.
That's
and often
right.
that gives people the courage to try it for themselves.
Exactly. Have you found people that have tried this, that, and the other thing, and it didn't work, and they found your product and said, oh my gosh, I finally found something? Have you had that reaction yet?
100%.
That's great.
I run into that all over the country, and it's not just with one product. Like,
yeah.
It's your Relief product changed my life.
Beautiful.
Or your Daily Balance soft gels were the thing that gave my father 4 extra years during and all after Alzheimer's.
That has to make your day.
Whatever it was.
That has to make your day, doesn't
it? I
love
my job. Travel around the country helping people want to take better care of themselves.
Yeah.
Sure. I get to buy them coffees.
Sure.
And I get to hear their wonderful success stories. It's
yeah.
fantastic.
Well, that's beautiful. And your message is beautiful. And maybe come to Parkersburg someday and we'd see how beautiful you are in person.
I will love that. I would love that. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm in your neck of the woods until 2025, but it'll be here before we know it.
Well, that's okay because we'll be 50. Our store will be 50 years old
yeah,
in
buddy.
25. So that maybe would be the thing to pre-plan, wouldn't
that's
it?
That's the perfect timing.
Yeah.
Honestly,
that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Well, thank you, Maggie. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, we really appreciate
right,
your energy. Thank you. You have a wonderful day, and thanks for the help. Appreciate you.
Maggie Bye. Frank, she
yeah.
is something. Good information, good show, Dave. I'm so glad
yeah.
you bring good guests.
Well, we
to
haven't talked
show.
About pets much, you know. I thought this was a good topic.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
Listen, we can take this last little pause for the cause, and we'll come right back and finish out the show here on the Highway to Health.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Traditional Asian medicine has valued ginseng for its powerful ability to counteract stress in our minds and bodies. As an adaptogen, ginseng helps increase energy, focus, and concentration, and supports healthy libido. However, ginseng's growing popularity means higher demand, which leads to over-harvesting and decreased quality. Wild ginseng is threatened, and companies have moved to farming it to meet demand. My friends at Terry Naturally have found a way to ensure the quality, potency, and safety of their farm ginseng. The result is HRG80, a premium red ginseng with a high-quality and ginsenoside content of 20-year-old wild ginseng. The concentration of rare ginsenosides in HRG80 is boosted 7 times, and absorption is 17 times better, enabling molecules to pass through our digestive system more easily. You'll see the difference. Try it today, risk-free with my money-back guarantee.
Terry Naturally's HRG80 Red Ginseng is available in 2 formulas, Red Ginseng Energy and Red Ginseng Male Sexual Enhancement. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods, where you can shop with confidence.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Some years back, we introduced Cadia Foods as our exclusive house brand. Now I'm pleased to announce even more savings on the Cadia brand through our everyday low price program. We know that eating healthy food can sometimes feel like a luxury, especially if you're on a budget. But with our everyday low prices, you can shop with confidence knowing that you're getting the best value for your money. At Mother Earth Foods, we have always believed that healthy, wholesome food should be accessible to everyone. That's why we are committed to offering our favorite Cadia natural and organic foods at great prices. From frozen fruits and vegetables to snacks and pantry staples, we've got everything you need to eat well and feel great at the prices you'll love.
Why wait? Head over to Mother Earth Foods today and start saving big on all your grocery essentials. Look for the everyday low price shelf talkers for the lowest prices possible. Shop with confidence.
Blood sugar management is key to maintaining a healthy body, yet millions of Americans struggle with ailments related to poorly controlled insulin levels. Natural Factors makes Wellbutrin berberine as a natural option for improving blood sugar, triglycerides, and cholesterol levels. Berberine is a natural occurring compound extracted from the roots of plants, including barberry, golden seal, and Oregon grape. Modern evidence shows berberine works to restore insulin sensitivity and promotes cardiovascular health by helping to lower LDL, the bad cholesterol. cholesterol in people with poorly controlled blood sugar. Every Wellbedix capsule provides 500 milligrams of pure berberine, the same concentration used successfully in clinical trials to enhance insulin sensitivity and support weight management. By lowering blood sugar, berberine minimizes the body's production of insulin, the fat-storing hormone. Give Natural Factors Wellbedix berberine a try. It's risk-free for 30 days or your money back. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods in Parkersburg.
Mother Earth Foods, where you can shop with confidence.
Confidence. Confidence, baby. Get it here on the highway to health. Get some gummies for your dog or your cat if you're having some problems.
Actually, they're chewies.
Or chewies, and there's a spray. Plus CBD is what one of them's called, right, Dave?
Yeah, Plus CBD is the company, parent company, CB Science.
Check it out if your dog is having some troubles like my poor little Sammy is. Hey, I got one for you. Dave?
Sure.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Highest grossing movie in the United States in 1986.
Highest grossing movie.
1986. Back to the Future. Nope, that's a good guess. I'll give you a hint. It wasn't about this country.
Wasn't about this country.
It's the best thing I can do.
Dunkirk.
Oh, boy, I thought you had part of it. You had part of it in that, but that's not the right country.
Done. Oh, Dune?
No. Well, you're still close. Come on, mate. You can come up with it. Oh, Crikey.
The Australian.
Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee. Wow.
I didn't know that would be the biggest movie of that year, but it sure was.
I guess it was fun. I remember it.
Also, big is Nature's Way. Where are we? Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals, Terry Naturally, Earthworks, Mother Earth Foods, and Life Seasons. They're a big deal because they're our sponsors week in, week out. We appreciate them and their great products, and a lot of them are on sale. You still have the grab and go going on still. What do you mean? It's going to be going on for a good while.
Yep.
Breakfast burritos, pizzas, soups, energy bars. I've tried about half of it, and all of them have been pretty darn good.
We're going to be bringing a few things over from Athens. We're working with a company called Crumbs Bakery.
Oh, nice.
They'll be coming on board soon.
Oh,
with
we know
us.
Them, yeah.
Yes, Crumbs has some nice little things that go into the grab and go case, which as well, and some fresh breads.
Well, next week it's our show. Anything you want to talk about, you can give us a call. You can give us a holler. Next week it'll be Dave and I just doing whatever we do. And again, you can be a part of that if you'd like to. We'll give you a way to call in or text in or however you want to do that. I want to thank John Chalfant for being at the controls. I want to thank Maggie Frank for calling in. That's Healthy Dave. I'm Jameson Young. You want to feel good every day and every night? Eat well. Smile. Treat each other right. We'll see you next week on the radio right here on Highway to Health.
You've been listening to Highway to Health with Healthy Dave on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. Listen next Wednesday at 9 a.m. for Highway to Health and visit the website, MotherEarthWorks.com.
Highway to Health. Highway to Health.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement for its sponsor. The opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and other show participants are not necessarily those of FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT, Results Radio, its employees, or management. WVNT and Results Radio are not responsible for claims made for particular products or services.